And guys, we'll be attending the Diesel Truck Academy after the at the conclusion of this broadcast.
And special thanks again to Diana and to Rob A., who ran interference for us all the way in.
A tremendous diversion at the key moment when we walked into the gravesite.
Ooh, when I saw that one guy go to his walkie-talkie and I heard possible problem reinforcements, that's when I led real heavy on the grandma stuff.
Oh, you better believe it. At that point, you don't know, is it going to be confiscate the equipment? Will the Memphis police be called? What will the deal be? Because I kind of think that if they knew it was us,
yeah,
we'd have about eight cruisers out there, in front of Grayson.
How about that? Let's go back to that store and tell the Chiclets lady now, huh? Guess where we just were?
Elvis is great with microphones.
Oh God! You know we didn't even do anything at Elvis's grave except read the grave.
We read the grave, but I'll tell you, it was difficult because that's the moment where the serious fans are up there, and we had to whisper.
Let me just say that those on the show with balls were in there.
That's right.
I have to congratulate you.
Not that you don't have balls, Sherry. I mean, you don't have balls. I mean, physically, you don't have balls. And I know you got big balls, Buzz.
Wow.
Thank you.
I just meant for Mike and I, it was kind of a moment to remember.
I'm feeling a rush of testosterone.
Hold on. Daryl's turning. Daryl's making a turn. Everybody, hold on. All right, we're back on the road. Yes, Buzz.
You guys are to be congratulated because basically what you did there was go behind enemy lines and you got out alive.
Do you hear me? Citizens of Memphis, Don and Mike broadcast from Elvis's grave.
Yeah.
That's right. You heard me right. That's right.
What was the? You got to tell us since we didn't see it. What exactly was the flower arrangement this year?
Oh, they didn't have any big Beetlejuice thing.
They had a dog.
Yeah, the best thing was the big 6-foot hound dog that was made out of daisies.
The hound dog made out of daisies, which that woman told us about. That was a beautiful arrangement.
Yeah, Chiclet, right? Yeah, the lady with the teeth.
It was terrific. I tell you, just being up there and realizing how many people would like to prevent us from doing that? That was delightful.
This is a trip for the ages.
You better believe it.
I don't know after this. I don't know what we're going to do next year.
I don't either.
I don't think there's anywhere in Memphis now that we can go and be safe.
So we go to Tupelo, Don.
Tupelo, Mississippi.
What's Tupelo? Oh, is that where he was born?
That's the Elvis birthplace.
Oh.
From the womb to the tomb, eh?
Sure. Sure, why not? All right, now we're pulling back. Now we got to be covert again.
Yeah.
Because we're pulling back into the parking lot where we were kicked out a couple hours ago by the get out lady and the old guy who only wanted Bobo to sing.
You better believe they have already seen this RV and they know we're coming in here.
Well, there are no more police officers around here. Watch it. Daryl, you're going to hit this car in front of us.
He's hanging another Huey.
All right.
And I tell you. Now, this is the original shopping center where we were thrown out. This is, once again, enemy territory, deep in enemy territory.
All we're doing is coming back here to get our beautiful Lincoln Town Car.
The metallic plum, is that the color, Sherry?
Purple.
Purple, metallic purple.
And then after that, do you like my town car?
It's pretty.
You know, why is it that all we did was walk in and broadcast from his grave, but why do I feel like that is the greatest moment of my broadcasting career?
I'll tell you why we feel that way. Five security guards. They have our pictures. I really think that they know we're coming down here.
5 years of crap. 5 years of being dissed by these people.
And we got them. We got them back.
Watch it. Daryl, watch it. Hold on. Where are you going, Daryl?
We're at the car.
Oh, we're at the car.
We're at the car.
All right.
Let's go to the car, guys.
Let's go to the car. Come on.
All right. Come on, everybody. Let's go to the car.
We might remember the verses.
All right, everybody to the car. Open it up, Mike. Mike?
What is the deal with this door?
Oh, no, don't tell me we're stuck in this stupid RV. Mike, brute force. Oh, there you go, brute force. There you go.
I felt very much like Daryl Nichols just then, our engineer with my hands trembling uncontrollably.
All right, there's the beautiful car. There it is, the purple Lincoln Town Car.
Covered with about an inch of road dust.
All right. Start this baby up. Oh, where's the key? Wait a minute. Let me start this baby up.
All right, you go ahead.
Let me start this baby up. Yeah!
Good car.
That's a good car.
Let me make sure the radio works, guys.
All right, here. I'm going to go around the other side here. Take my microphone.
All right. Come on, are the doors locked? How do I unlock the doors in this thing? All right. Let me make sure the radio's on volume.
But now you're listening to us.
Yeah.
You know, the radio stations are just as stupid here as they are back at home.
They certainly are. And all right, now, how do you want to work this? You want to put that
put that machine right there?
All right.
Hold on, we got to get Buzz in here. We got
to
get...
Do you want us to hang back here?
No, I want the whole family in the car. Come on. All right, Sherry, get up front next to Mike then. All right. I don't think you'll mind that, would you?
Why don't we put Sherry in the middle? We'll have a Sherry sandwich.
Oh, you're reading my mind.
I'm just checking the machinery, Don.
All right. Let me see. Radio on. Hey, it's some Stones. It's Adam. Go ahead, Bobo. Take
his. The way she knows when to close, she wears down to me. Change has come. She's under my thumb.
Hey, we broadcast from the grave.
Yeah.
That's right. All right, we are going to do a quick break. Let me turn that off for a minute. When we come right back, we'll be on the road in Memphis after this.
Listen to Here's more with that damn Don and Mike show.
Well, my friends, we're here. We've waited to start the drive until we were done with the commercials. It's myself, Mike, and Sherry in the front seat.
Hello.
And it's Buzz, Diana, and Bobo in the back seat.
Hi.
Let's do it, guys.
Okay. Don, I got two words for you. I know you probably don't need to hear them, but I'm going to tell them to you anyway. Be careful.
I'm being very careful.
Watch it.
I'm being very careful.
Oh my God.
Guys, you're going to make me nervous now. Guys, here we go. Watch this.
Does anybody remember to drive down the alley?
Oh, yes. My God.
Oh, yes.
Hey, watch this.
Diana.
Watch this move.
I'm going to kill you for a reminder.
All right, guys.
Oh, my. All right. Car coming in. Car on the right.
Guys. You're acting like I'm some kind of bad driver.
Oh, my God.
There we go.
Oh.
Whoa!
Whoa!
And over the corner, over the curb.
We are, we made it out of the parking lot. We're heading out onto Elvis Presley Boulevard right now.
All right. Windows down, anybody?
Sure.
All right. Windows down. Get some fresh air in here. Fresh air.
Oh. Oh. You ain't nothing but a hound dog.
All right. Now we're going past Graceland Crossing. That, of course, is the... Hey, Mike, why don't you tell him what we did? Go ahead.
We went to the grave with microphones. Ha, ha, ha. You couldn't stop us.
We just have passed the shopping center we were kicked out of. Now we're going past Lisa Marie's airplane.
Oh, it's lit up like a Christmas tree.
You know, this is another...
We're talking about Christmas, Al.
This is another first for the show that we're now broadcasting while driving down Elvis Presley Boulevard.
We are now going past the other shopping center. This is the Colon Shopping Center?
Now, as we get into the left-hand lane, what we're going to do is stop at Lightning Burgers, which was Elvis's favorite burger shop right down the street from Graceland. And we're going to let Robbie order some stuff at the drive-thru window.
And then we got a real treat for you, Robbie.
Yeah, a couple of miles down the road. And don't you think we're going to have to take him in that place?
Absolutely.
All right, hold on, guys.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
whoa, whoa, whoa.
All right.
You know, for a big car, for a town car.
Rob, is your window down?
Yeah, it is.
All right, here you go. Take my microphone, Robbie.
All right, go ahead.
Here you go.
Service.
Nobody's there.
Hello.
Hungry man here.
Says here, Elvis will talk about ice cream cones.
Burgers are made with mustard, mayo, ketchup, pickle, onion, and lettuce. Anything left off at your request. Tomato added. At no cost.
You know, they've got Elvis's favorite drinks here, orange and Dr. Pepper.
Were those Elvis's favorite drinks?
He liked Nesbitt's orange soda the very best.
Now, here we go, Rob. Go ahead now.
Yeah, I would like a quarter pound bacon cheeseburger with just ketchup and a big orange drink.
He's just seen
you
who
understand?
It is.
You
understand? Double cheeseburger, no ketchup.
Just ketchup.
Hey, sir, do you have any idea who that is in the back seat of this limousine?
Who is this?
It's Elvis Presley. It's Elvis Presley. Come on, we're going to drive up to the window and you can meet him, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Hey, do me a favor. Would you say, I'm not wearing pants?
I have a message.
Just say, I'm not wearing pants.
I'm not wearing pants.
Okay, hold on. Hey. I've got a message for him.
What's that, Rob?
Sir?
Yes?
I love you.
Anything else you guys want this guy to say? Whoa! Hey, you want to race?
No.
All right.
Joe!
We're going to win this race. Sorry,
and as the king, I carry no cash, so
Hi, how you doing?
Hello, darling.
How you doing?
Hey, what's your name?
Mario.
Hey, Mario, you're from Memphis?
Yeah.
Can I tell you something?
Yeah.
My name's Don. This is my friend Mike.
Hi there.
This is our friend Sherry.
Hi.
That's Buzz.
Hi.
That's Diana.
Hi.
And that's Elvis back there.
Hello, darling.
We just snuck into Graceland and broadcast from Elvis's grave. Pretty cool, huh?
Yeah, really.
You want a chance to win a prize? At the time of his death, we're doing a radio show right now. At the time of his death, how much did Elvis's colon weigh? At the time of his death. Let's sing the Jeopardy song.
Da 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 da.
Da, 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 da. Okay. Boom, boom. Candy? What's the answer? Mario. 200 pounds.
You know, it's always good to err on that side.
It was only 40 pounds. How much do we owe you for the burger?
333.
333,
all right.
333.
Wait
a minute. Okay. I'm naked with that guy,
and I got it now. As you wrote on the hemorrhoid wall.
That's right.
Here's a crisp 20. I feel so unnaked.
There you go, Mario. That's 20.
So, Mike, when you spend money, that's like disrobing.
Absolutely, man. When I spend money, I'm just slowly and surely getting naked.
And Rob, would you mind if we all watched you eat it?
I want you to watch me eat it.
Eat it, Rob.
Somehow that sounds sexual.
Eat it, Rob. I want to watch you eat it. Hey, Mario, great meeting you, my friend. God bless.
All right, Mario.
Bye, Mario.
Here's your change, Mike.
Thank you.
Here's your change. I don't want you to feel naked.
Let me put some more clothes back on.
All right, now we're up at the window where we are waiting for Elvis's burger. Whoop. Okay.
Sherry, I'm just readjusting myself.
I understand. That's fine.
I'm terribly sorry.
Excuse me, Sherry. I'm just readjusting myself.
That's my big orange drink.
Oh, girl.
Hey, they're going back.
The ladies in light. Hello. The ladies in Lightning Burger, I swear to God, are having a cow because Elvis is here.
I think one actually
wrong. Hey, girls, are you excited? Ladies. Ladies, get up and meet the king.
Stop that.
What's your name,
Marilyn?
Oh.
Chastity.
You call
me Chastity.
Dear Chastity.
Hey, girls.
TCB.
We're on the radio right now. With their... Oh.
Thank you,
oh, it's man.
These women are enthralled with the king.
Would you like a kiss from the king?
Just a little kiss.
Come on, Rob, get out of the car and give him a kiss. Kiss the girls at Lightning Burger, Rob.
All right. Elvis is now going to kiss the girls with Lightning Burger. This is going to be a special moment.
Just climb out, man.
Just climb out. Oh, my God. Look at that giant Elvis moon. Hey, take a look at that. Look at that scene.
Oh! And I believe that could be the first interracial kiss on the Don and Mike show.
Yeah!
We've crossed another border.
Boy, I tell you, we're breaking all sorts of barriers tonight.
Ladies, it was great meeting you.
Love you.
Bye, baby.
Bye.
All right. Hold on, everybody. Hold on.
Can somebody give me some Listerine?
Hold on. Now, before we get back out into traffic, let's see how fast Rob can eat that lightning quick burger.
Here we go.
All right.
Dig in, Rob. Eh? Here we go.
Come on, Elvin. Hey, did you get any tongue?
No. Yeah, we have a dome light in this car so we can watch you eat.
Hey, and how about the shot of Rob's butt? Reminded me of Dan Aykroyd on Saturday Night Live when he was a refrigerator repairman.
That Elvis really cracks me up.
Number two.
Who doesn't love Elvis?
Man.
Don asked you to kiss that lady, and all we saw was the giant Elvis buttocks.
Well, Don asked me to kiss that lady. I think I would rather eat some more ice cream off the floor.
You know, how could Ken Stevens have ever said that we couldn't bring Rob with us to Graceland?
How's that double burger?
Help yourself, boys.
Yeah, no need for a napkin when you got a bag you can wipe your face on.
Oh, I love to watch the boy eat.
Wow, he kind of sits there. Buzz, have a bite.
And when did the jumpsuit become open?
Oh, it was really, I was real nervous, and I guess it started sweating.
You just, you
that's
just,
a great fight. I was nervous.
You wanted to share your Elvis breast?
Hold on, I got to move. Wait a minute, hold on. Shoot, I'm going the wrong way now.
Yeah, we got a special surprise. We got to get the car turned around to give him the special surprise.
I got to go back the other way. All right, hold on.
Oh, Jesus.
You ready for a bat turn?
No.
Yeah, here we go.
Go for it, Donnie.
Bat turn.
I got things.
You know, that was...
We just walked out from the grave. That's a misdemeanor right there.
Ladies and gentlemen, a very skillful bit of driving by Mr. Geronimo.
Thank you. Applause, please.
Yep.
Thank you. You know, that was always one of my favorite parts on Batman, when he would make a bat turn and the parachutes would come out.
Yeah.
As you know, after the car would turn around, the parachutes would be there in the street, and there would always be a truck that would come and pick them up then.
Burger gone.
Well, we're heading up Elvis Presley Boulevard past Dodge's store. And here's a huge billboard up here.
Hey, you, what is this? The best-kept secret, Elvis Bridal Collection.
Oh,
wow. Yeah, man. Didn't you think that was a picture of the king? It's actually a woman.
I like your king of rock and roll.
Do you?
He's pretty.
Diana, do we have to break or do we keep going here?
You can keep going, Donnie.
All right.
We're going.
You said it.
Hey, look at that on the right. It's the Piggly Wiggly.
Hey, hold on. Let's stop at Piggly Wiggly.
It's closed. It's closed.
Oh,
what?
I just cut that guy off.
I did not.
Oh,
yes,
he did.
I did not.
Oh, my God.
My wife is listening.
Let's go shopping.
Is the Piggly Wiggly open or closed?
Hey, we'll ask some of the guys up front. Tell them that Elvis needs some food.
All right, let me get the cord here.
Hey, Mike, I'm pulling up to your side there.
All right.
Would you mind handling the interview, please?
Yeah.
Looks like it's open.
Hey, is the Piggly Wiggly open? Is it open?
Elvis needs food.
We got Elvis in the back here, and we need to know, is it open, the Piggly Wiggly? What time is it open for a while?
Hey, let's go in Piggly Wiggly first.
Okay, thank you.
Is it open?
Yeah, it's open.
All right, hey, let's go in.
We're going to go into the Piggly Wiggly with Elvis.
All right.
We're going to win this race.
We're going to win this race. All right. Everybody out.
I just tried to get out of the car, and I decapitated myself.
All right. Was that you, Rob?
Sorry.
All right. What kind of a burp was that?
My door is stuck.
How are we going to make it all the way out with all these cables? Oh, I see. Sherry has Mike's cable. Oh, hold on, I got to turn off the lights. There you go. All right, Mike, there's your microphone.
This is the best. Best Elvis show ever.
You know, we have never had this kind of technology. Would you hold the thing for me, Diana? Thanks. Hold on.
Oh,
hey, it's another Elvis fan. Come here. Oh, she just locked the door of her car. Hey, darling, you want to meet Elvis? Oh, yeah, the front door's open. Hey, baby, you want to meet Elvis?
No.
No, all right. she wanted to meet Elvis. All right, let's go into Piggly Wiggly and see if there's anything you'd like for a snack, Rob. But let me just give you a little hint here about our next stop.
Yeah. Don't. It's not the double K's, is it?
Oh, yeah. He knows.
Found. Yeah, no, Krispy Kreme donut.
Oh, it's such a bummer when you're going to surprise somebody and they guess what the surprise is.
So don't fill up here. Hey guys, it's Elvis coming in to do some shopping at Piggly Wiggly. How you doing, man?
What's up, Elvis?
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing alright.
Is this the best Piggly Wiggly in Memphis?
That's what they say.
You like those bell bottoms he's wearing?
Do you like his bell bottoms?
They're pretty.
They're pretty. See you guys later.
All right, now you can tell this is the atrium of the Piggly Wiggly.
Oh, listen, someone else yelling, Elvis, Elvis. Maybe we can get you some. No, I was going to say get you some donuts, but I guess that's why we're going to Krispy Kreme.
Oh, cheese!
Elvis loves cheese.
Let's buy some cheese, okay?
Yeah. Oh, it's
tough. Oh, that cheese looks like it's rotten.
You know, we do need a shopping cart.
Yeah, where's the cart?
Let's get a shopping cart.
Oh, you know what we really need?
Oh, yes.
We need one of these things for handicapped people to drive around in.
I don't see the key anywhere, though.
Well, here's the shopping cart over here, Mike.
All right. I thought we'd need that for the stuff, but also it's a heck of a supermarket sound. The sound of the shopping cart.
Here we go. And look at, hey, did we get one with a retarded wheel? It seems we always do.
We are in the Piggly Wiggly, ready to go on a little Elvis shopping spree right now.
E, what are you in the mood for today?
I don't know. I gotta walk, gotta see, gotta know what I got, know what's in my future.
I just want to say that you look tremendously attractive with your stomach hanging out of that Elvis jumpsuit.
I have just broken the zippers, so you're going to be seeing the stomach all night.
Let's talk to the Piggly Wiggly employee right here. Hello, ma'am. Hi, you're Susie. Hi, Susie. I'm Don. This is my friend Mike.
Hi, Susie. How are you?
We're here shopping with Elvis Presley at Piggly Wiggly. Where do you think Elvis might find the foods that he would most desire here?
I'm afraid I don't know because I've only been in this store for 1 week and I don't know.
Oh, new employee.
Where's the butter?
Back in the dairy department.
In the dairy. And
Susie, you're going to go far at the Piggly Wiggly. You knew where the butter was.
Nice meeting you, Susie.
Nice meeting you.
Bye-bye. Yeah, we'll see you. Oh, and Buzz, what did you pick up?
I have it's a line of Golden Girls greeting cards that they carry here at Piggly Wiggly. And this is the older white-haired woman.
Estelle Getty.
Estelle Getty, right. As you enter your golden years, remember the three things that will help you maintain a positive outlook: faith, hope, and regularity.
Yeah.
So the Golden Girls line.
You know, as a matter of fact, that's a birthday card, and I happen to know a girl who's having a birthday tomorrow.
Well,
you know, tomorrow is Sherry's birthday.
Is it your birthday, tomorrow?
On Elvis' death day, yes. That's
happy birthday to you.
Oh, and Diana, we got to get a nude for Sherry.
Oh, no, we'll get you nude, Sherry, no problem.
Excuse me, Elvis coming through. You know, I bet Elvis would want some of those Reese's Peanut Butter Puffs.
Hey, those look good. Is that a cereal?
You bet, Mike, it's a cereal and it's a floor wax.
It's a dessert topping, you cow.
All right, it's in the bag.
Oh, we don't need any produce.
No.
A lot of fruited yogurt. Because Elvis would eat yogurt to lose weight and then eat about a case.
I'm guessing anybody shopping for Elvis probably spent about as little time in the produce section as possible.
Guys, I think Elvis liked chips, didn't he?
Yep.
All right, let's see.
Here we go.
Barbecue. Here we go.
All right, well, hold on here.
No need for unsalted.
All right. All right, potato chips.
We got plenty of potato chips. Elvis loves chips.
Elvis loves chips.
Elvis loves chips. Elvis loves chips.
You know, I did that again.
Yeah,
you guys are right. I always leave out one of the Elvises.
What we do is mashed potatoes and chickpeas so I can eat them in bed tonight.
You want some whole milk?
Should I have half and half?
This is skim. Elvis doesn't want skim.
Oh, skim. That's from Satan.
And it's 2%. We got to get the whole milk.
What is skim milk in the same? Hey, hold on, what, Mike?
Well, that's country crock. That's margarine. We want whole butter.
Hey, hold on a second, guys. Oh, Vienna sausage.
Oh, look at that in the can.
Elvis loved his Vienna sausage.
All right. There we go. The tiny little weenies.
Today is the day that we're really making radio history. First, we broadcast from Elvis's gravesite. Now we're in the Piggly Wiggly, in Elvis's Piggly Wiggly. Yes, Sherry?
Oh, mashed potatoes.
Put them in there.
Country ham.
Ham.
Country ham.
All right.
Got to love the ham. What do we got here? Pickles?
Sausage.
Sausages. Pick them up, Mike.
Or my little sizzlers.
All right. Now, here comes the butter, Rob.
I love butter.
Here comes... Hold on. There's Jimmy Dean's sausages.
Hey, did Elvis like bologna?
Elvis loved bologna, Mike. And Simple Shepherd told us once.
Here we go. Piggly Wiggly bologna made with chicken, pork, and beef entrails.
Put it in.
Sausage.
Oh, keep putting it in. What do you got there, Sherry?
Pigtails.
Oh, God. I wish I lived in Memphis. You know, maybe I'll just fly down. Oh, chocolate Cool Whip, someone. You know, maybe I'll just fly down here once a week to do my shopping.
I'm a purist. Get the regular Cool Whip.
Regular Cool Whip.
Yes. Elvis. All right, what about, do they have chocolate pie? Buzz, you see chocolate pie?
Chocolate pie.
Right here.
Buzz got the chocolate pie. Hey, guys, all kidding aside, let's see if they have any Diet Cherry Coke.
kidding
is kidding, but
I know you have to. You know, you've gone a whole show without worrying about your interests.
Oh, biscuits!
All right,
have to have these. It's on the list.
On the list of the 31 items.
Let me ask you a question. Do you think if Elvis was alive, do you think he'd like a Diet Cherry Coke?
Elvis,
love it.
No, I bet he'd like a regular Coke full of syrup.
Yeah, lots of syrup.
All right. Hey, how you doing? Security, Piggly Wiggly security. Hi, we're the Don and Mike Radio Show here at Elvis's Piggly Wiggly. We're here with Elvis, and as you can see, Elvis has picked out some of his favorite items. Did Elvis ever shop in this Piggly Wiggly?
I don't know.
Oh, but
from now on, I'm going.
And
he said he's going to be a regular customer from now on. That's pretty good, isn't it?
Oh, that's fine. We'd be glad to have him.
All right, and what's the biggest problem you've had in this Piggly Wiggly recently? Is this a pretty peaceful Piggly Wiggly? I'm guessing the biggest problem would be spill on aisle two.
Yeah, that's about it.
That's about it. Okay.
We hope it stays that way for you.
Yes, 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 Elvis.
Ma'am, where do you keep your Phenomint gum laxative?
I don't know, but I hope you're fine.
This is me.
Hey, nice meeting you.
Nice meeting you, too.
You know, everybody seems... You know how when we call people on the phone with Charlie's with us and everybody seems to love Charlie?
That's right.
I've noticed also everybody loves Elvis.
Except for that lady with the black hair.
Get out.
Get out.
How about some Nestle's Quick, Elvis?
Oh, man, I haven't seen this in years.
Yeah, I don't think that's Elvis as much as Spiewak coming out there.
All right, how about some bread, some Wonder Bread?
Wonder Bread, plain white, not enriched.
Gotta love the Wonder Bread.
Hey, wait a minute, we gotta put the Wonder Bread back.
Why?
Look what this says up in the upper left-hand corner.
What?
Low in fat.
Oh, no, send it back.
We can't have any of that.
Send it back. How about the Piggly Wiggly bread?
Piggly Wiggly bread, more fat.
That's loaded with fat, sure.
All right.
That's much more fat.
All right, now I think we're almost done. What do you got, Sherry?
Peanut butter.
Oh, hold on. We need more than that.
All right.
Yeah, for the fool's loaf, right, Diana?
All right, that's not dietetic, is it? No. I'm just checking. We can't have any of that.
No, that's the all-American kind.
And now I believe you're thinking about your Diet Cherry Coke.
Let me just... I realize we're doing this funny little shopping thing with Rob, but let me just take a moment out to see if they have Diet Cherry Coke here. There is... No, where's the Coca-Cola products? They got it? Ah, crap.
Hey, there's a soft drink you might want to try over there. It's called Mellow Moon. I've never heard of Mellow Moon.
Oh, hold on. Oh, no, that's regular Cherry Coke.
No diet.
You know, they tease you.
Yeah.
They tease you. You see the can, you think Diet Cherry Coke. No.
You can't drink the regular kind.
No, I can't, Mike. I'm a purist. All right, I think that's about it. You know, I've only got one question for you guys.
Yeah.
After we've spent the last 15 minutes walking around the store, piling up the cart with all these items.
Uh-huh.
What are we going to do now? We just going to leave?
Yeah. Yeah, we're going to leave.
All right, well, let's...
You know, I worked with you for a long time, and although I hated this, I feel this is me getting some revenge, too. We're settling some debts here.
Well, let's just put the cart gently over here. We're all
set. Get some banana. Peanut butter nana sandwich. All right.
You know, I thought we did pretty well on our little shopping spree.
There it is, rolling down the aisle now. Some poor stock boy to clean up later.
Well, at least we didn't throw it on the floor.
Well, we could go back. No, I wouldn't want to do that to the nice folks at Piggly Wiggly.
You want to check the refrigerated section to see if there's any Diet Cherry Coke in there?
No. You just enjoy teasing me, don't you? You bastard.
Oh, here, have another
one. No, of course there's none, Mike.
Yeah, there's none there. What a shame.
That's why I brought my own with me. I did.
You want any magazines?
Magazines? I love magazines, man. Nah. You know, we can't buy them anyway. Nobody's got any money except for you.
Because I'm naked without cash.
All right, Piggly Wiggly, been great shopping here. You're all beautiful.
See you later.
Good night. Thanks very much. Bye. Susie?
Good night, Susie.
Susie, it was great meeting you. I'll see you next time, baby. She said she'll find where the butter is.
She'll find out where the butter is.
Well,
that was wonderful.
That was nice, but not as nice as going to Krispy Kreme Toast.
No, I was not trying to hold your hand accidentally.
You walked out of the store. Don't touch me.
Okay.
Don't touch me. I don't know what went on between you and Bobo at B.B. King's last night.
I'm a changed man, Dom. What can I say?
Is the car still here? Oh, Jesus. Did someone steal the car? Oh.
You have the keys?
That is a good question. Got him. Let's do a quick commercial break here. We'll come right back. Hey, is it just starting to rain now?
Yes, it is.
When we come back, we'll hit Krispy Kreme Donuts live from Memphis for Elvis Death Day. We'll be right back.
Listening? Don and Mike, Buzz, Diana, and Charles are enjoying a day off with their families. The whole wacky crew will be back live in studio on Monday, November 28th. I'm Sherry Licker here with Rob A. We're in the home stretch of our tribute to Elvis Death Day 1994. And Rob A., why don't you tell us about this last segment?
Well, thank you, Sherry. This is a very, very intense emotional moment for me because not only am I an Elvis fan, but we also touched on one of my other very favorite things. In this segment, we go and enjoy, I dare say drink, some Krispy Kreme donuts on the best of Don and Mike.
All right, we're back in the Purple Elvis town car, continuing our tour of Memphis.
We are making our way out of the Piggly Wiggly parking lot.
The last stop, oh, Sherry, would you hold the microphone, please?
Sure.
The last stop tonight will be the Krispy Kreme donut shop.
Yeah!
A love shared not only by Elvis, but by our own Bobo Spiewak.
You heard him refer to it before as the double K's.
And Rob, before we get there, Elvis, what is it about Krispy Kreme that does it for you? For instance, what's the difference between Krispy Kreme and Dunkin' Donuts?
Dunkin' Donuts is a donut of Satan. It is, all Krispy Kreme products are fried, never baked. The glaze is put on liberally. It is a thick glaze, a rich glaze, rich in butter, and it's all fried in vegetable fat.
And look up here at Walgreens. They have Elvis Presley limited edition puzzle, $1.99.
I think that's a steal. I think that is a bargain.
And Daryl could have bought us a fan there for the air conditioning that broke today. A 20-inch box fan. That's a nice box. Is that $4 or $14? You know, can I tell you something, guys? I love doing the show from behind the wheel.
Isn't this great?
I love having Sherry sit right between us, Mike.
A Sherry sandwich. It's wonderful.
Sherry, how are you enjoying the experience between Mike and myself?
I am enjoying it thoroughly. I'd like to do it again.
Now, is this it?
Now.
This is it. With the sign knocked out, the double K's, we can only see one of the K's.
Crispy donut.
All right. Oops. All right. Hold on.
Oh, and they're hot.
dear sweet God, they are hot.
They're hot now. Is that special, Elvis?
What do you mean? That means that they're right getting off the frying right now, so you can get them hot, and they're unbelievable. Oh, my God.
All right, keep it in your pants, Rob. All right, turning the corner now. Pulling up to Krispy Kreme Donuts.
I think the donuts are hot, and so is our own Robbie.
Memphis, Tennessee. Long distance information. Give me Memphis, Tennessee. Everybody out.
All right, hold on, wait a minute.
All right. Lights off. It's not too confusing, is it? Here's your microphone, Mike.
Thank you very much. And every time I look at Robbie with that broken zipper, I am getting a charge.
All right,
now, Rob,
now, yes.
This is going to be the pièce de résistance of your day as Elvis.
The pièce de résistance of my life.
All right.
Are you excited?
Yes, I am excited.
Let me make sure. We're on the air, correct?
We are on the air, correct.
And the microphones will cover in here?
Yes, I believe they will. Mike, talk for me.
Hello, how are you?
Yeah, we're going.
All right. Here we go.
It said pull, but it said push, but I pulled.
You're a rebel, Mike.
You know, I must say, it is a nice bouquet in here. It is very nice.
You want to ask for 12 hot.
You want to ask for 12 hot.
That's how about a song?
We might remember the verse.
Would you like to sing in Krispy Kreme Donuts?
Sing for us, Rob.
Would you like to hear Elvis sing in Krispy Kreme, folks?
What else? Name any record.
Suspicious Minds.
We're caught in a trap. I can't walk out. Because I love you too much, baby.
Do you realize that the people in Krispy Kreme who are buying the donuts and the people who are selling the donuts are totally ignoring us?
Because like it's something that happens every day.
Do you see Elvis come in Krispy Kreme every day?
No.
How you doing? What's your name?
Angela.
Hi, Angela. You from Memphis?
Yes, I am.
Did you ever meet Elvis?
No, I didn't.
Want to meet him right now?
I can't.
No, that's him right there.
That's him right there.
That's young Elvis.
Oh, really? How you doing?
On a scale of 1 to 10, how would you rate our Elvis?
Let me see.
Oh, she wants to check him out.
She's going
she really
check
wants
him
to
out.
Check him out.
Check him out. Turn around. Show her your ass.
I give him a 8.
Hey!
Oh. Would you like a kiss from Elvis?
No, I'm scared.
Hey, thanks for talking to us.
You're welcome.
I see you later.
All right. Do you want to sit down or stand up?
How about we sit? You know, that celebrity couple. Well, I'll say it after they leave.
All right.
Because I think they both... Well, I don't think you'd be... We're doing a radio show. You know, she looks like Queen Latifah, and he looks like that Famous Amos guy, the guy that makes the cookies.
No, he looks like Richie Havens.
Hey, he's got to get up to the festival
again. All right,
let's have a seat at the stools. Gee, I wonder if Elvis ever used this stool. Here we go. We're sitting right here at the bar at Krispy Kreme Donuts, live on the radio, Memphis, Tennessee.
I feel like it's 5 a.m. I feel like it's the middle of the night.
Now,
can we order from here, or do we have to order at the cash register?
We have to order up there?
We have to go all the way to the cash register. All right. Now, let's all go back.
All right, well, I'll go back
we'll
up
go back
there.
The all right. Here we go.
All right, got
can I tell you something? They were a lot nicer at the Piggly Wiggly.
Mm-hmm. How you doing?
Hi.
What's your name? You're not going to talk?
Mm-hmm. Why not?
We're just doing a little radio show. Say hi, please.
Come on.
Please. What do y'all want? She did speak. Okay.
I'd like a dozen hot and a large coffee. Anyone else? Drinks?
I don't know. Like, you mean you're planning on eating the whole dozen yourself?
No. I'm saying for drinks.
Oh, for drinks?
Yeah.
No, I think we're all set.
I'm going to recommend her for a job at one of those Elvis stores.
You know, I think it's a fear factor. I think there are certain individuals that fear our Elvis. Now do we get to go over and sit down?
I think now we can sit down.
Oh, here she comes. Here they come.
They're ready that quick?
Hey, listen, do you fear us? There's no reason to fear us. We're two of the lovable guys. You know, we just broadcast live. Hello?
Hello? She's getting the job done with Rob A.
We just broadcast live from Elvis's grave. How about that? You big Elvis fan?
No. Nope.
How long have you been working at Krispy Kreme?
A month.
About a month.
Do you like it here? It's all right, she says. Okay, I guess not all that all right, huh?
Well.
All right, well, let me get some cash out.
Okay, You're not nude, are you?
No, I'm not nude. Now, how much do you think this is going to set us back, Robbie?
The donuts should be $3.19 and the coffee should be $89.
Yeah, now, here you go. Bring that lady up. Hey, lady. Hey, you. Hey, mom. Hello. Donut lady. Come on out here. Come on out here.
Now, hi, how are you?
Here's a woman who will like to see our Elvis, right?
Do you like our Elvis?
Yeah, he's cool. He needs a little darker hair.
What's your name?
Lorraine.
Lorraine, where are you from? Did Elvis ever come into this Krispy Kreme donut shop?
I'm not going to tell a lie. He eat jelly donuts.
He ate jelly donuts here?
Yeah.
He ate in this?
4 o'clock in the morning.
He would eat them in here? Which stool was Elvis's?
The one that's missing down there.
The one that's missing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, this is a moment of history. We're doing our radio show down here for Elvis' death day, and we just broadcast from Graceland, and we wanted, this is like the last stop.
Oh.
This is it. This is our pièce de résistance.
Are we on the air?
Yeah, we're on.
Right now?
Right now, we're on the air, yeah. Doing a radio, you got anybody you want to say hello to?
Hey, Mom.
Now, this girl right here, I got to tell you something. She didn't offer us the kind of friendly service that you're offering us. She's new here, right?
Yep. I've been here 16 years.
16 years?
See, we think she was maybe afraid of our Elvis. Were you afraid of our Elvis? No?
No. You just don't like us?
Truthfully, though, you need a hair dye.
Yeah, you're right.
What was that? What was that velvet number? What was it called, that dye?
I don't know.
You don't remember Elvis's hair dye? No,
hey, the lady's finally laughing now. The Krispy Kreme lady is finally laughing.
Have we won you over?
No.
She says no. She says no. Well, nice meeting both of you, ladies.
All righty. Y'all come back now.
Oh, we sure will. Now, which stool was Elvis's?
The one that's missing, Don.
All right, show me which one it is.
Why is it missing?
Because a fan stole it.
Really? So right here, this is where Elvis's stool was?
I'm getting a charge.
Elvis's stool was... Did you ever put your hands on Elvis's stool?
No.
No?
I went to Elvis's house before he died. I was up early swimming, folks.
Hold on. Come here for a minute. Did you go in Elvis's pool?
No, not in the pool. Around it.
We were just up there by the grave, right?
I'm talking about when he was still alive.
Really? Hold on. Hey, are you telling me you had a thing with Elvis?
No, I didn't have no thing with Elvis.
Did you? How did you get up there then?
Well, his uncle took me up there.
Did you have a thing with Elvis's uncle?
Doing the front gate.
Who was that?
Uncle Vester.
How did you know that, Rob?
Because I know all about Elvis.
Yeah.
You don't know what kind of hair dye he used.
What?
He used to sneak a lot of us up there about 4 or 5 o'clock.
You ever go skinny dipping with Elvis in his pool?
No.
You always wore a suit, right?
I never went swimming with him.
You ever kiss Elvis?
No.
You ever meet Elvis?
Well, not personally, real close.
Uh-huh.
But you saw him?
The stage.
But you saw him?
Yeah, from here to the stage.
And his stool right here, I'm standing on Elvis's stool.
You're standing on the legend right there.
Standing on a legend. Hey. It's a pleasure meeting you, man.
All right, I got chocolate. All
that's okay. I don't,
God bless you.
I
God don't. Bless you. Thank you very much.
Nice meeting you. All right, get you some jelly donuts.
Now, how many of these Krispy Kremes do you think you can inhale, Robbie?
Well, this is going to be the final bit for Rob today. Oh, those look gross, Rob.
No, you just don't understand.
Oh. I'll say this. The boy loves his work. He's had a long weekend. Enjoy, Rob.
Yes, indeed.
All right, that was one that you already inhaled. Now you're going for number two.
How about another?
Oh, God, he put a whole donut down his mouth at once.
This, Rob, I will give it to you. You know what we want, and you're giving it to us.
This is what I want.
No, I thought eating the ice cream off the ground would be the highlight. But no, this is it, Rob.
Thank you, guys. This
now, what are you drinking?
Coffee. Joe. High cup of Joe.
Is this normally what you chase your donuts
yeah,
with?
Yeah, well, I got to put some Butch in it, though.
Some half and half like Elvis love. Well, this is a really great moment. You know, I'm about to well up with tears here for what is our bestest Elvis show ever.
Going away, this has been our best Elvis show, and I tell you, it's fitting to end up in Krispy Kreme donuts where Elvis once ate.
Right there, Mike, that's where Elvis's stool was.
If we really just stop for a second, I think you can actually feel his presence.
Hey, drop the microphone down on Elvis's stool. That is damn exciting.
Good radio.
You know, it looked like you were doing something really, really obscene over there. I just saw the arm going up and down.
Come in.
All right.
Inhale one more, Rob. There you go. Down the hatch. Now, hold on. Buzz, Sherry, how are those donuts? Buzz.
They're tasty, but they're very, very gooey. Yeah.
Sherry?
A little soft for my donut taste, but they're okay.
I would like to see Sherry eat one also, just because I like watching Sherry eat.
Sherry, do you think you could eat a whole donut?
Really? Come on, do it, Sherry.
All right, Sherry. Go for it. Here she goes. She's grabbing the donut.
Stick to the box.
Stick to the box.
Oh, that's cool. Here we go.
How is it?
You know Rob A.
I know.
Mm. Oh, good. Yeah.
They look fantastic. I do want one. Yeah, I'm going to try one.
Mike, have one. Man, help yourself there, please.
All right, there we go.
Let's see. Here goes Mike trying one of the donuts.
lemonade.
That's cool.
That's cool. It's such a drink. Well, these are good donuts.
You know, I gotta help myself.
Yeah,
everybody's had one. Yeah.
Diana?
Oh, no. Now you've done something bad. You spit out a donut on the floor. That was very bad.
That's too sweet.
You regurgitated a Krispy Kreme donut. We're sitting here.
That is some Satan.
You spit it out on the floor, man.
We got to spill in aisle three.
Oh, there goes my gavel.
God, these are good. God. You know, I just realized I haven't eaten in a long time.
They're going to sit good on top of those 25 Manhattans you had last night. Oh, you got some spooge on your microphone.
Here we go.
Thanks to our friends at Krispy Kreme.
God bless you, Krispy Kreme,
for making this our best Elvis show ever. It was a long day.
Yes.
It was a good day.
Very good day.
But we don't have much satellite time left, and to be honest with you folks, we've got to get the hell out of here because the lady from the Elvis store, the Get Out lady, has spotted us back in our RV again.
Yes, that's right, and she's Hawkeye, and who knows when she's going to call the Memphis police again.
So let's look back at the day we had. And we had a great weekend in Memphis. Some of us had better weekends than others.
That's right. It was festive, to say the least.
We got out here. We were kicked out of, I believe, 1, 2, 3, 4 different Elvis shops.
That's right.
We had our traditional run-in with the Memphis police.
Yeah, and then we got our great revenge.
Oh, yeah.
As we made it up the pathway to Graceland and visited Elvis's grave.
And I know that Grandmama will appreciate the tape that we made for her today.
She's a sweetheart.
We also set new records for the show by not only broadcasting from inside Graceland, but also broadcasting from a moving car.
That's right.
With many bat turns as we drove up and down Elvis Presley Boulevard, we took our remote microphones inside the Piggly Wiggly.
Deep inside the bowels of the Piggly Wiggly.
The Krispy Kreme. It was, I think, like I told you guys in the car, the best Elvis show that we've done.
Absolutely.
I think this will be it for our pilgrimages to Memphis.
Yeah, we've done washed out Memphis.
Yeah, we broadcast from inside there. Oh, there's the Shoney's where the lady told you to stick it
and then flipped you off.
It was a good day, a good show. That's a good show.
It's a good show.
That's a good
show. Do you?
It's pretty.
That's it. We've got. Oh, watch out! Door's gonna blow shut.
Man, I thought somebody was coming inside. I thought they were gonna hustle us off to prison.
Listen, let's get out of here real quick. We're going to end a couple of seconds early because, frankly, we are afraid.
That's right.
Rob A's Elvis Jumpsuit, courtesy of Masters Costumes, with 4 locations in the Washington metro area. Call them with all your costume needs. Masters Costumes, they will need a new one, Rob, because you kind of busted that one wide open.
They're kind of disposable, I think. I know Elvis went through a lot of them in his day.
So that's it. We got to go. Thank you, Radio's Buzz Burbank.
Thank you, Don.
Thank you, Beauteous Sherry.
Thank you, Don.
Thank you, Mike.
Thank you, Don.
And a big thank you to Bobo Spiewak.
Thank you. Thank you all.
We couldn't have done the show without Bobo down here today wearing the suit and helping run interference with all them Elvis fans.
Yay!
Now, back at the station, Charles Broyhill, I'm guessing, is monitoring us. What Elvis song would be appropriate to end today's show with?
I think Jailhouse Rock, and also because of our eyes today that we got shot at, Suspicious Minds.
Yeah. And maybe we'll end with a double shot of Elvis today.
A double
baby.
Twofer, if you will.
And Elvis Presley weekend.
If you can't find that, at least do one of them, Charles. Also, thank you, Diana Silman.
Thank you, Dee.
Thank you, Beauteous Diana, and thank you, Beauteous Daryl.
Thank you, Don.
It's been a very long day. Everybody is freaking beauteous now. That's it. I love you, Daryl. Oh, we forgot to do that. I love you, Buzz.
Love you, Don.
I love you, Mike.
Love you, Don.
I love you, Sherry.
Love you, Don.
I love you, Rob.
Love you, Don.
Love you, Diana.
Love you, Don.
Turn, Mike.
I love you, Don.
I love you, Mike.
I love you, Daryl.
I love you, too, Mike.
I love you, Buzz.
I love you, Mike.
I love you, Sherry.
I love you, Mike.
I love you, Bobo.
I love you, Elizabeth.
I love you, Diana.
Love you, Mike.
All right.
All right, we don't have to have everybody do it today, do we? Yeah, we love you. We've seen enough of you.
That's right.
Let's get on the plane. We got a long flight home tonight.
Not that plane.
I'm a federal officer. Tomorrow we'll be back in studio with an all-new show. God bless you. Thank you for listening. That's it. Oh, Tom Gavin. Me want be on you show. Oh, and I forgot to mention at the Redskins game Friday night. Didn't get to see Tom.
Oh.
But just in case Tom is listening, na 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 na. Bye-bye. Yes, Bobo, did you have anything?
I tailgated with Tom. He sends his best.
Oh, well.
All right.
There you go. On that happy note, we're out of here. God bless you. Thanks for listening. We'll see you tomorrow.
So long, everybody.
Bye-bye. Elvis cured my hemorrhoids. We broadcast it from the gravesite.
Peg and Stevens, don't be so tight. Get my daddy more money.
Delightful. Delightful. This is the best show we've ever done.
Good. Best thing on the radio.
Don and Mike kick ass.
Please focus on the show.
Don and Mike, my brothers.
Still a good time with that by all.
That's about as good as it gets. Well, so long and have a good day.
Adventures in Dixland.
Bonnie boy, there go two of the good ones.
You said it, Fred.
Don and Mike, kick ass.
We could go on for hours and mesmerize you. You've been a terrific audience. We hope you enjoyed yourselves. We're at that time where we have to go. Thank you for coming. Good night. God bless you.
Service and selection. Come to the side.